Good morning. Welcome to today's Talk of the Town program, a daily feature that airs Monday through Friday mornings at 8:30 here on Kiowa FM 105.3. I'm Tom Trauber. Each day we talk to some of our friends and neighbors in the Kiowa listening area to find out what's going on here in our corner of the world. Talk of the Town is brought to you by Citizen State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, real community banks, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there, by Sanford Sheldon, by the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation of Sheldon. My guests this morning are Ryan Fries and Paul Van Maren, and we will talk to them right after this.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's east side in the Crossroads Edition, the newest outlet for top-shelf liquors. Quality smokes and gummies to help with pain and anxiety. See them for the greatest products and the convenience of the all-new drive-up window on the east end of the building. Sit tight and comfortable in your car while they help you.
Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Sheldon.
Welcome back on Talk of the Town. Joining me in studio this morning, Ryan Fries and Paul Van Maren. How do I phrase this? Athletic officials, let's put it that way. The Bodias, right?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Let's jump right in. Ryan, let's both of you start with Ryan. What do you guys do for your day jobs?
I'm an agronomy manager at Producers Co-op in Gaza. So a little location in Gaza and selling, seed and chemicals.
Yep. And with your office being your vehicle, I'm sure.
Yeah, most of the time.
And Paul, everybody knows you, but go ahead and tell us.
Yeah, anyway. I'm the pastor at First Reformed Church here in Sheldon.
Yeah. As a side gig, of course, both of you are sports officials. Ryan, how long have you been doing it, and what do you officiate?
So I've been reffing high school football and basketball for 19 years, and then college and arena football and basketball for 14 years.
19 years, so like... since you were nine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It seems like it.
I'm sure it does. What made you become an official?
A friend of mine asked me to help out with a basketball game, and the rest is history.
Okay.
So,
Paul, how come, what motivated you to become an athletic official?
Well, I kind of needed a hobby, and I had played football, and I was really interested in the rules, but didn't really know the rules well enough.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, I was turning 40, and I needed a good reason to stay in shape. So the two of those together helped, you know, motivate me to get going. And it's been good.
I would think chasing kids and hurting parishioners would keep you in shape.
Not quite. Yeah.
Mentally, at least.
Yeah,
to keep you,
yeah.
Okay. Now, over your years as an official, Ryan, what are two or three of the highlights or the most exciting games?
So this year, championship game for arena football, Sioux City Bandits and Omaha Beef down in Omaha, overtime game, and you couldn't hear a whistle. It was so loud in there. As far as high school, Lewis Central and Cedar Rapids Xavier 3 years ago in the dome, and the lights went out between overtimes 2 and 3. So a little bit of excitement there. And then college last fall, we had the opportunity to work semifinal down in Florida. So it took, fourth down stand at the 3-yard line going in as time expired. So it was a great experience being in Florida and everything. So
that's exciting for everybody. The one in Omaha, so it was almost as loud as Arrowhead.
Is that definitely.
Okay. Now, I've been told and seen some research, there is a shortage of officials across all sports across the country, especially at the high school level and below. Ryan, what do you see as the cause of the shortage?
A lot of it has to do with people don't like the conflict. The younger generation doesn't like the conflict, so they don't like to be yelled at. They don't like to be told that they don't know what they're doing, things like that. So it's a lot of time commitment as well, not being able to take off as much time as it takes to be a good official and getting there on time. Games seem to be getting moved earlier and earlier, and taking that time off in the afternoon takes a lot of work between your workplace and the officials to get there. So
well, and there's more of a time investment than just showing up for the games.
Yes, it? Yes.
You know? Games going earlier. That's for sure. Paul, have you seen the same, or are there other reasons you see contributing?
I'd also see it as sort of in other things, we see less participation, just other community kinds of things. And I don't know, there's sort of a cultural ethos going on there that I think is at the heart of it. But what, on the employer side of it, really our sports are deeply part of our communities. And so really, when we think of it, where's a lot of people at on a Friday night, in the fall or in the winter? They're at a game.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's no officials, there's just no games. Mm-hmm. And so it really becomes especially at the high school level, really becomes a community service for people as opposed to just, a game. It's a social thing as much as it is an athletic participation.
And we talked a little bit about the time investment. It's not like you are just running to the local school to officiate a high school game because you're not going to officiate games that your kids are taking part in, for example.
That's right.
Yeah. So we're going to take a quick break here on Talk of the Town. We'll be back with these gentlemen. We'll talk more about athletic officiating right after this.
Transfer majors are now being offered at Northwest Iowa Community College. Start at NCC and then have a guaranteed transfer pathway to one or more of the three Iowa region universities, University of Iowa, Iowa State University, and the University of Northern Iowa. Students complete their AA or AS transfer major and then can complete their four-year degree. There are 19 transfer majors, including agriculture business, agriculture education, agronomy, and animal science. At NCC, your success is our story.
Citizens State Bank of Shelton and Boynton is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB, for you. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for you mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizens State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for you is offered by Citizens State Bank of Shelton and Boynton, a real community bank and member FDIC.
We are back on Talk of the Town this morning. We are talking to Paul Van Maren, and my brain just went blank. Ryan Fries, yes, okay. Last name I had, the first name I just was just gone. It happens when you get old. Now, we're talking about officiating high school, middle school athletics. As I understand it, most of the time on the local level, you work with the same crew. Is that correct?
Most of the time on the varsity level, yes.
Okay. Yeah. But until you get to the state tournament and then...
On the basketball side, it is switched up depending on who's selected.
Yeah.
On high school football side, no, it's normally the full crew. Until the semifinals and finals, now we're going to seven man, so we're bringing in two extra guys to help fill in those gaps, whereas it's five man in regular season.
Okay. I would think, and for basketball, I would think that it would be easier working with somebody that you work with all the time because each of you knows what the other one's going to do, et cetera, et cetera. Is that a fair assumption?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, and football too, because you get working with each other and we've talked through all the, all the mechanics and know how to respond to all our signals and
know what each one's looking at.
Yep.
That's
mm-hmm.
a big part of it.
Yep. And know when to throw somebody out.
Hopefully not, but
hopefully
yes.
Hopefully not. I've done that before.
Of the game or the gym?
The game.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Not naming names, and I'm not going to say which school, but
I think in the
37 years that I've been here, several of that doing sports broadcasts, I've only seen one fan be escorted out. So that's not a bad record.
No, that's not bad.
It's actually pretty good.
Now, if somebody who's listening is inspired to become an official or even been thinking about it and is finally ready to commit or get more information, where do they go, Ryan?
Go to the high school website, Iowa High School Athletic Association website, or the Iowa Girls Athletic Union website.
Okay. And the Athletic Association is IAHSAA.org.
Yep. Yes.
The girls is IGHSAU.org.
Yes.
Yeah. I can type them out easily and quickly, but I'm remembering them off the top of your head. Okay, what kind of training do you need to take, and what are the testing requirements to be an official for high school?
You know, it was honestly surprising how little training that was required to get started. However, if you want to be good, you have to go get training. Mm-hmm. And so the testing requirements of this, you have to get, is it 70%, Ryan, on the high school test?
Yes.
Out of 50 questions. Those are not easy questions, however. Mm-hmm. They're true-false questions. You have to pass that. You know, you do have your rules book to use, but training wise, there's a lot of opportunities in Iowa Athletic Association has really upped the ante for football.
Mm-hmm.
That every week now we have training videos. In addition, this year we also had preseason training videos, and those are put together by our friend Monty Tilgen, who lives in Orange City.
Okay.
And he does a really great job. But there's other, you know, there's a camp that I go to every summer as well in Sioux Falls, and that's actually very, very, very good.
Great.
For the training for high school.
Of course, if you want to be get real good at anything, you need more education, more training.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you had a instructor at another training course on a totally different subject one time that told you the same thing, didn't
yes,
he?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Ryan, what about training and testing requirements for college officiating?
So college is a little more. Obviously, we have a 100 question mm-hmm. test, and it is extremely difficult.
Very difficult.
We do training videos once a week as well. There's a biweekly quiz, and then I actually go to camp in Michigan every spring. So get training that way on field and video as well.
That's your idea of vacation in the spring?
Yeah.
Time? Okay.
Yeah.
There are a lot of fans listening this morning. Of course, in this part of the country, there are a lot of fans everywhere, particularly football and basketball. What would you share with them, Ryan, about being great fans with respect to the officials conducting the game? And I guess that goes back to the bit earlier about fans getting asked to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best thing would be to just cheer on your teams.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily calling us out on 3 seconds in the lane or holding every play.
Mm-hmm.
There's more to it than that. There's more to the judgment. There's more to the timing, the point of attack. So that would be just be a great fan and cheer on your team.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the things I told the Sheldon parents this fall before the season was, you know, 6% of all the high school students who are going to take the field this fall will even be on any college team from NAIA to Division I.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that's just making the team. That's not playing in college. That's just making the team. And only 0.02% will actually be on a professional team. And what's the most important thing is their character, learning how to win well, learning how to lose well, okay? And all the team effort that goes into mm-hmm. into the game. And that's basketball, that's football as well. And focus on those things, okay? And I told him, like, yeah, it might be a hold. You might be right, it might be a hold, but the ball went the other side of the field. So
point of attack.
Yeah, it's
point of attack.
Where the ball's going.
And I guess if we could, the most succinctly we can put it, if you're going to be a spectator, be a spectator. Don't try to be an official. Don't try to be a coach.
We will take plenty of officials if you want to officiate.
Well, yeah, it is fun.
Don't
it
try
is
to officiate from the stands, I guess.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so now, finally, when you guys attend a game as a fan, how has that changed your perspective about the calls that are made on the court or the field during the game?
I watch the game a little different. I watch the officials and what they're looking at and how they're moving and where they're at mechanically.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily watch the game for the game. It's difficult.
Yeah. I would say I watch a game like I watch film now. Instead of watching the ball, I'm watching the blocks ahead of the ball. Mm-hmm. Right? If I'm doing football, I'm watching the blocks, because that's what you should be watching on the field, not the ball. You're watching the blocks ahead of the ball. So,
because the ball can't foul or be fouled.
Right. Right.
So the players can foul, and so watching the players.
Yeah. And the other part is, I know now how much work has gone into these guys on the field.
Yeah.
How much training. And you know what? I honor that. And I might see it differently in the stands, but they're the one who has the authority on the field. It's like, okay.
You have a little more empathy for them, I'm sure.
Well, there's, there's a little, I want to say empathy, but just understanding what's going on.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So what else do you guys want to talk about with officiating this morning?
Oh, I could say a couple of more things. I mean, there's a few things that people get. You know, what sometimes people get upset sometimes about is the difference between rules on Sunday, rules on Saturday, and rules on Friday night.
And there's a lot of differences.
There's a lot of differences. Even the size of the ball from junior high to high school to college are all different.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody really thinks about that. Well, maybe they think about junior high because their hands are smaller still. But even the ball's different. Even the measurement between the uprights on the field goal between high school and college is different. I don't remember the exact difference, but it's tighter in college than it is in high school. You know, those things that people really don't know. But sometimes people disagree with what's on the field because we apply a Saturday rule to a Friday rule.
There's 450 differences between high school and college, and I don't know how many there is between NFL and college or high school. So
a bunch, obviously. Yeah.
Right.
That's very interesting. I never realized that, and I've been around high school sports my entire career. So
And knowing the difference, you know, between the two is.
It is difficult for us because we work on Saturday together,
yeah.
And switching from Friday to Saturday, there is a little bit of adjustment there.
Yeah, Ryan doesn't get to switch positions to Saturday. I switch positions, so it switches everything I'm looking at and doing differently.
Yeah,
and which comes with a challenge, but the challenge is fun. You know, and for anybody who's sitting out there thinking, you know, I've thought about being an official, it really is a whole lot of fun.
Oh yeah,
not just fun in learning the game, but fun with the guys too. Because
you
work together all the time, and you've got a common goal together to do a really good job. Sometimes you mess up, sometimes you do a really good job, but the relationships that are formed is a really
and we hold each other to a high standard.
Yeah, Ryan does.
I do. We've had an incident this year, so.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
It's okay to have high standards.
Well, and it's not like you guys are doing it for the money.
No. I mean,
it's for the enjoyment of the game.
Yeah. I mean, there is some compensation. I mean, if you're going to have a hobby, you might as well have one that, you know, gives you a paycheck, I suppose.
Of course, yeah.
But that's always nice.
But it's the love of the game.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. Yeah.
So, again, folks want more information or have been thinking about, I might want to try that. Go to the internet, to the Iowa High School Athletic Association website or the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union website, and you can find out what you want to find out, and you can probably even find out how to get signed up to start getting the training.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, even Tom, if they wanted to call you at the radio station and you forward their information to me, one of us.
Ryan,
could actually do that. Yep.
We could really have a one-on-one conversation that could be really encouraging
That absolutely works. Yeah, not a problem. So. Okay. Hey, guys, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
thank you.
It's been very interesting and informative. That is our talk of the town for this morning. We'll be back right after this.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner. 9th Street and Old 60 offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. so you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon. Enjoy the seasons with them at the train station in Alton and Sheldon, as both locations continue to impress with delicious menus as well as all new and amazing atmosphere. Grab a seat at this train station and let them pamper you with foods and beverages that will keep you joining them at the train station in Alton and Sheldon. Sheldon now open 11 a.m. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Mondays.
Thank you for joining us for this morning's Talk of the Town with Ryan Freese and Paul Van Maren, athletic officials. Talk of the Town brought to you by Maintainer Corporation, Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene, Northwest Iowa Community College, Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon, Sanford Sheldon, and by Corner Discount in Sheldon. Join us every Monday through Friday morning at 8:30 for Talk of the Town. You're on Classic Hits, Kiowa FM.